Wake up.
Wake up.
Wake up. Get up.
You get out of bed this instant.
And turn it on. Glenn, Angel, and the Flying Dutchman. The Big Show on Kiss 92.
Good morning and welcome back to The Big Show and The Big Show TV. First ever intermission.
Yes.
I hope you had your break, whatever kind of break it was. Now we're back on TV.
I had to leave for a while because Simon and myself, we actually recorded something.
Who won? Simon, right?
You have to check out our Facebook to find out.
Okay, I'm sure it's going to be on Instagram as well. It was the challenge of the Abings.
It was the challenge of the Abings, correct.
And I'm sure, outfit-wise, Glenn won.
We'd like
to welcome into the studio our third guest for this morning, the General Manager of the Singapore Rugby Union, Sydney Kumar. Good morning,
hello,
Sydney.
Hello, good morning,
Sydney.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So excited because awesome. The Sevens are
Sevens are next weekend. Yeah, yes. But the Singapore Rugby Festival happens this weekend and goes throughout the week. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, we've got a whole suite of ancillary events lined up leading up to the Sevens. That's all about bringing the community, bringing in our kids, our wider community, basically. So this weekend, Saturday, we've got the women's 10s in the morning.
Okay.
Then in the afternoon, we've got the schools under 14 Sevens.
Mm.
So participants get entry into the Sevens.
Mm.
The finalists of the school Sevens get to play in the stadium itself,
okay,
right, during one of the slots. And then throughout the week, we've got the Titans, Rock and Rumble, Junior Rugby to Vets Rugby stuff. I signed myself up for some of these teams. I'm not sure if my body will survive next week. That will run throughout next week. So we've got kids from all the way from under fives all the way to the veterans category, so every age group.
Where does all this take place?
Surprise, surprise. So currently, we all know Singapore is a bit land scarce, right?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
This weekend, the rugby tournaments are all at Jurong West Stadium. That's our pseudo home of rugby now. Next week, the games will be taking place at different locations. We've got Tuesday evening at UWC Dover, Wednesday at Siloso Beach. We've got a five.
Oh, nice.
Oh wow.
Yeah, BAC Beach Fives, organized by BAC Rugby Club. That's always good fun. You've got five-a-side, full contact rugby people having a bit of fun
and
going at each other. That's on the Labor Day holiday.
Mm.
And then on that day itself, you also have the Titans Rug and Rumble at UWC. On the Thursday, that's so-called our highlight, right? Our local highlight. So we've got our national men's and women's teams playing in the Southeast Asian Sevens.
Okay.
They play against the best teams in the region. And the finalists for those categories, the men's and women's, will get to play at the National Stadium itself on Friday afternoon.
Which is the weekend of the Sevens,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
If you want to find out more, you can go to sevens.com. That's spelled SVNS.com. And I like this little thing that you said, sun's out, sevens on. It's so good. So that's happening 3rd to 5th May at the Singapore National Stadium.
I mean, all this is great because, I mean, it makes rugby, you know, look like fun. And of course, I mean, we want to recruit more people to be the future of our rugby.
Mm-hmm.
And which brings me to my next question. I mean, you are the GM.
Yep.
There's a little bit of pressure, you know, on you. What's your expectation actually on rugby in Singapore, the future of rugby for
the
Singapore?
The future of rugby, I think you look at it in different time frames, right? So you've got the short to medium term, which is 3 to 5 years. You've got your high performance targets. You want to do well in all your major games, your C games and things like that. You want to, again, be prominent in the region. Then alongside those high performance goals, you have your development goals, right? Which is, like you said, building that strong player pool, that base, similar to what football has done with the UTR project.
Okay.
I think we have our very own junior rugby clubs system. Every weekend, you've got thousands of kids playing rugby against each other, culminating in the finals in the middle of the year. And that's something that we want to connect with. So we connect all these moving parts together. Ultimately, you have a thriving rugby ecosystem at the top end.
Mm.
That's as simple as I can put it for now. But yeah, so that's the immediate to medium term kind of goal.
Yeah.
Of course, in the broader objective, in the broader term, we would want to have a Singapore team playing in the World 7 Series.
Right.
We want to have a professional 7 setup. Those are things that we are constantly aspiring towards.
Mm. Mm. I don't know why growing up, I wasn't encouraged to play rugby. I wish my father...
See,
See, ask me play rugby instead of football.
This is exactly what happened in my when I was in school.
Parents are like, it's dangerous.
No,
you know,
my father
it's
was from St. Andrew's School.
Oh,
and
right.
St. Andrew's is all about rugby.
Yes. No, but he was a boxer.
I was in SGI, right? And I played football. And the first thing my father said was, you give up that round thing and you learn to play with a proper ball. Because he called a rugby ball a proper ball.
Oh,
but you played football instead.
I played football. I ended up having to learn to play rugby.
Right. I cannot picture you playing any sports at all. I'm trying. I really can't though. Right.
Let's continue to talk to Sydney on the Big Show TV. Meantime, here's Lil Nas X. Where do we go now on Kiss 92?
Gotta learn to keep my mouth shut.
You need
to show pictures for proof. I really can't picture you doing
when I was in school, I played
football,
I played rugby, I played cricket, I played tennis.
Nice.
Wow. Really? I can only picture you playing cricket.
I can only picture him playing tennis. Tennis, I can.
I was very sports-centered.
I can only picture you playing girls.
Were you athletic, though? I mean, playing a sport is one thing, but actually being athletic.
You played four sports, and you're questioning whether you're athletic.
No, but come on, you have to excel at it as well.
Because you played so many sports, you trained almost every day of the week.
Yeah. Okay,
back then it was like that. No?
He's starting to get defensive.
No. But he didn't go to the army.
I want to ask you, Sydney. What about female rugby in Singapore? Yeah. What's that scene like?
Funny you mentioned it. Like last weekend, we just had a bit of gathering, I wouldn't say gathering, but a bit of a small community meeting where we gathered leaders from all the different clubs in Singapore and different stakeholders to actually formulate a bit of a 5-year plan to where we want to grow women's rugby in Singapore. Women's rugby in Singapore actually
exists?
Of course it exists.
Oh, yeah,
it had quite a strong presence pre-COVID.
Okay.
Yeah, so we were up there with the top countries in Asia. So we were playing test matches against Japan, Hong Kong, China, and doing pretty decently as well. Oh. So what happened was, of course, after COVID and all those things, those structures along the way were lost. The challenge with the women's game here is it doesn't have a natural pipeline. So you don't have girls rugby in schools. You don't have girls rugby at all the NSG games and all
so
that.
So they started outside of school. It's an extra
outside
activity.
Of school. They started much later.
Mm.
So the challenge for everyone is to how to make how to connect all this and make it make sense.
Why is it that we can't get rugby played in girls'
school.
Schools?
Yeah. Or in school in general for girls to join.
For girls to join,
I don't think it's impossible. I think there just has to be a few things that have to come into play. Like. So one is logistics, right? So,
but they would have to start there.
Yeah, they would have to start there.
Yeah.
Like I said, it's not impossible, but it would have to be a longer conversation, settle logistics, mindset shifts.
It's not an overnight thing.
Yeah, it's not an overnight thing. So our immediate solution actually is, like I said, right, working with the junior rugby clubs scene. They've got, like I said, thousands of kids playing, and that includes girls as well.
Mm. Okay.
That's good.
Yeah.
I love tough girls. You know, back in the day, all the girls are very kunyang. She's also very kunyang. There's no way she can play rugby, that's for sure.
No,
but
I don't like ball games.
Now,
yeah.
It's like strong women are very attractive.
I've been to the sevens, and I've watched the female games.
They're full on. So this year in the sevens as well, it's revamped, right? So it's the first time in Singapore you have 12 women's and 12 men's teams playing.
Nice.
That's why it's over 3 days.
Okay.
In the past, it's always just the men's teams.
Yeah.
So it's a great opportunity.
This is the first time.
First time.
So many women's teams.
Yeah, because
we
normally only had one female match, right?
No, we usually have the suite of that men's competition.
Yeah.
I think 16 men's teams, and then you have one or two women's games.
Yeah, one or two women's games.
But this time around, it's a full series.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nice.
Great. I love strong women. But I draw the line the woman can, you know, lift me over her head and throw me. Okay, then maybe that's a bit too strong.
Glenn's worried about women in a line out who can lift him up.
Because strength comes in so many forms,
rugby,
right?
Women got to be strong.
Of course.
Like,
it's true.
You know, men who play rugby are very, very strong. See our program director? His son?
Oh, Wesley? My goodness, yeah.
Already in the gym already. Already doing bench presses and all kinds of... he's very, very strong.
But seriously, Angel should watch a full-on ladies rugby
I haven't seen. I can watch a men's as well.
No, I don't want to
play.
To watch the women, they are full-on.
I'm sure.
Sydney, there's touch rugby, right?
There is.
For women or what?
I'm not interested.
For anyone, for everyone.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, what does it take?
Could kill.
What does it take for to make a good rugby player? Because I'm sure there's a lot of people that want to play, but maybe can't play.
I think the traditional concept is always, oh, rugby players have got to be
tall, big,
rugged, big, strong, a bit rough on the edges and things like that, right? But I think the modern game has evolved a bit, so you've got two different kinds, right? You've got the 15-a-side mold where it's dependent on position and all that. But even then, skill set is very high. But for the sevens game itself, I was just sharing with the other group that the sevens game itself really requires a lot more. Everything is magnified by like 50 times.
Right.
So imagine in a 15-a-side game, you have pockets to hide.
Yeah.
If you're tired, you can rest.
You can stand back and stuff, right?
You can stand back.
You can
avoid tackling because somebody else will tackle the person. Mm. But in a sevens game, basically one person is covering extra space.
Yeah, man.
There's no way to hide.
So 15-a-side is so where tiring. You want to start.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, it sounds a little bit
just like 11-a-side football, 7-a-side.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
You know what I mean? So Sydney is absolutely right.
Yeah.
Like, if you watch the seven rugby sevens, she's never been, by the way.
No, I haven't. I haven't.
I tell you. It's so fast paced.
I'm sure. Yeah,
they're sprinting most of the time.
Mm.
Yeah.
So you need the speed.
You need the speed, the size. You need the skills.
The size.
The modern game, yes, because it's very, very physical. In the past, you would see the sevens players all skinny, lanky.
Yeah.
All they think about is running. But now the physical element is so crucial to the game. In the Singapore League of the Sevens, it's where I think the title will be decided, actually. So it's going to be a lot of exciting matchups.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know, it's very interesting because we keep talking about the physicality of rugby, right? But for the longest time, if you compared rugby and football, rugby was the gentleman's game.
Correct.
Yeah, it was called that,
It was always the gentleman's game.
Correct. The footballers are the dirty ones.
Yeah.
They just go in there wanting to injure each other and all. But rugby, no. They don't go in deliberately to injure anybody. You know what I mean? It's a tough game. Done for me, Charlie Puth, who should be more popular than he actually is, according to Taylor Swift. If you listen to her latest album.
Yes, I did hear that.
Anyway, thank you very much for tuning in to Kiss 92. All the great songs in one place. The extended Big Show TV day today, because we've had two guests. And now, of course, we have Sydney with us. He is the GM of Singapore Rugby Union.
That's right. So, Sydney, I'm sure there are some kids that want to take up rugby in school, whether in school or outside of school, but some parents who are also saying, no, it's too dangerous, you're going to get hurt, you know, I don't want you to take that sport up, why don't you learn chess instead? What would you have to say to these parents who don't want to, but the kids have the potential to become great?
Yeah, my standard spiel to parents is always anything you do, there's danger. Right, any sport that you play, chess can be dangerous without a proper table and a proper chair, right?
Yeah.
So, make sure that you sign up for programs that are legitimate with proper coaching, proper structure, proper environment, so that it's safe for your kid to pick up whatever sport they are trying. In this case, of course, rugby. Right? Yes, it looks tough, it looks rough and all that, but at the end of the day, the values that come with the sport, and also rugby, I think... I feel like I'm selling.
You are selling. That's why you're here.
You're selling.
Okay,
you're from the Singapore Rugby Union.
So for rugby, the unique thing is whatever your ability, whatever your shape, whatever your size is, there's a position for you to play.
Mm.
Right? Whereas, I mean, certain other sports, it's very, very skill intensive. Right? If you can't perform that skill, you're out.
Yeah.
No matter how much you like the game. But for rugby, there's a space for everyone.
I like
that's
that.
That's a selling point.
I like that.
Yeah,
because if you're a gymnast, you need to be a certain physique, a dancer as well. But I like what you said about rugby having a spot for
everyone. So you can test Sydney right now, just based on small, medium, large. So if a person is small,
where would they go?
Scrum half.
There you see.
Scrum half,
Large?
Front row, forward.
Medium?
Anywhere.
Oh, okay, there you go. Well, there you go. Okay, last final question before we let you go, Sydney. Marcus Smith, an England international.
Yes.
He was groomed here in Singapore.
Yes.
Do you see another group of local players reaching the standard of Marcus Smith?
Marcus Smith is just one of a few. There's a couple of the kids that grew up with the junior rugby academies, the junior rugby clubs, Santos, Tanglin and the like. They are representing like Wales, Canada and all that. They played their rugby in Singapore at the ages of, I think, from 7 to 10, 11 years old. I incidentally, my moment of fame is that I managed to coach Marcus for like a couple of weeks.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there was a bit of a short Barbarians campaign. So we got a group of kids together. And back then, I think he was 11 years old. Incredible skill set. Of course, when he got 18, then I had to stand up,
puff on my a stool chest or something.
Yeah, but no, but yeah. So there's a lot of this and
okay,
yeah, infinite possibilities.
So Singapore is a great place, yes, for that. Fantastic.
Well, more power to the Singapore Rugby Union, Sydney.
Yes. And rugby all the way.
And if anything, just please feel free to get in touch with us, and you know, you're welcome on the show anytime.
Definitely.
Update us on anything rugby.
Would you like to go to the Sevens?
I would love to go to the Sevens. I'm going to the Sevens with the boss. Mr.
Oh,
Stephen
there
Chu.
You go.
Last year, so I went with him.
Okay, awesome. We'll catch
you there. I would love to, but I will be in Bali, so.
No, lucky you.
Bali?
Yeah, well.
What's more important?
Sevens, Bali, beach.
No, actually, Bali. Sevens, dengue. Sevens.
Oh, there you go. True.
Wow, thank you, Glenn.
Please pack.
There's a beach experience at the Sevens as well this year.
No. Cocktail in hand, Sevens, yeah. View, Sevens. Yeah, no, it's okay.
What did I talk about just now? Girly girls.
When do you turn off her mic? Or...
Oh, wow.
Thank you very much. We've been speaking to Sydney Kumar, the general manager of the Singapore Rugby Union. Thanks,
Sydney. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Sydney.